Thank you so much for tuning in to Rochester Speaks. I'm Ray G, here with Lisa Barron, who is a founding board member and the executive board chair of Greentopia. Lisa, how are you today?
I'm very well, Ray G? Rachel?
Either one's good
Either
with me.
Either one. All right.
So, Greentopia. You guys have a lot going on right now, but first I want to hear what you guys are all about. What is your background? What's your mission? Just give me the whole spiel.
Sure. Greentopia has sited in High Falls, and we've been there for 11 years, banging the gong that, look, Rochester, we have a 96-foot high waterfall, a gorge, and a river. We should really celebrate this fact and make it accessible again to the public and to anyone who cares to visit Rochester. Greentopia's mission is to celebrate and create green space downtown, and that was our pet project. And so the mission is almost accomplished. We have been it's been recognized that we have this incredible natural asset, and the governor came into town in the beginning of the year to announce the creation of an urban state park in High Falls.
Wow.
And so this is the third urban state park in New York State. Buffalo, unfortunately, beat us out. But it's quite a celebration for Rochester.
Absolutely. I remember when I first moved up here and I saw the High Falls, I was blown away.
It's incredible. And Greentopia has a little bit of skin in the game. We own the original hydro station that powered the electric lights and the streetcars in Rochester. That hydro station is still standing. It's a tall brick column building next to the falls. And we own the 3/4 of the land under the falls.
Oh, okay. So you guys are putting in the work.
We are. And It's very, what's happening there is very exciting. So we're all about creating green space and bringing people in touch with nature and their environment. But we do it on a smaller scale in the inner city, in the northeast and northwest quadrants of the city. And we run a program called Green Visions. So we farm over 2 acres of vacant lots on Joseph Avenue, and then an acre on Smith and Whitney. And we grow commercial grade flowers.
Oh.
And employ neighborhood kids to do it.
Okay, so that's one of the programs that you guys offer with Greentopia.
Correct. But in the process, we are creating green space, lovely flower-packed green space for the neighbors to enjoy. We've taken down all the fences. They can come and enjoy these spots as gardens.
Absolutely. So Green Visions,
yes,
is one of your guys' programs.
Right.
How did that come about? Whose idea was that? What's the background behind that?
So that came about in collaboration with Master Gardener, Nellie Gardner, and Cornell Cooperative Extension. And there was a need, we thought, for a workforce development program in a neighborhood that had this dual role of bringing nature and improving the environmental quality of the neighborhood. And so the original mission was to plant the flowers and remediate these vacant lots, you know, with phytoremediation, which means that the flowers that we planted would take the toxins out of the soil.
Oh, cool.
So we didn't own anything. We just got garden permits from the city for these vacant lots. And we started on Smith and Whitney. But in the course of 10 years we've been around with this program, we've bought all of these lots on Smith and Whitney. We have owned over an acre of vacant lots that are contiguous. They're all next to each other. And turned it into a really, really great green garden.
That sounds beautiful. Yeah. I got to take a drive down there.
Yes, you do. Everybody, please come. The program, the Green Visions program, starts at the end of May. There'll be kids in the garden. There'll be activity. And as it gets closer to July and August, and we have flowers, I really, really encourage everybody to come and see it.
Is it as pretty as the lilacs?
It's, you know what? It's Yes. Okay.
You
go.
Say yes.
All day long. Yes, it is.
I love that. Yes. So as you mentioned, Green Visions and Greentopia is celebrating their 10th anniversary. What do you have planned for that?
So this is, again, another invite. This is a big event, and we've done it for about 9 years. We have Dinner on the Bridge, which is designed for all the proceeds to go towards the Green Visions program to support the program, because we pay our participants and we offer all kinds of training. So it's an expensive program to run. But Dinner on the Bridge is July 14th, and it's a sit-down, three-course meal provided by Root Catering, and we serve wine, and it's on the Pontarren Bridge. It's in the open air, and it's in front of the High Falls. It's an absolutely spectacular event.
I read on, like, some evenings you can even get some of the mist from the falls.
Absolutely. And we seat 320 people on the bridge.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it's a big event.
And when is the Dinner on the Bridge happening?
Dinner on the Bridge is happening July 14th, but we always tell people to cross off the rain date because we've had to use it a couple times. So the rain date is July 19th. So it's a spectacular event. And I'm very excited to be also offering a sustainable fashion show this year with Panache and the Op Shop. And we have permission from Argini to have fireworks at the end of the event.
Wow.
So it'll be a good time.
A nice three-course meal, wine on the bridge with fireworks right over the High Falls.
Yes.
That sounds like it's going to be a beautiful evening.
Yes, it will be.
Now, if someone wanted to purchase tickets for this event, how would they go about that?
So you can go to Eventbrite and type in Dinner on the Bridge. And you can also go to our website, greentopia.org, and do it that way too. But I've got 10 tables of 8 left, and I've got 8 tables of 4 left. So
still
get your
fast
tickets. Yeah.
And what can people expect, when they're purchasing tickets, when they get to the event? Just kind of walk me through the evening.
So the evening starts with a very nice cocktail hour starting at 5:30 till 7 o'clock. We have a Grammy Award-winning saxophonist, Jimmy Highsmith, who's going to be playing. There'll be a silent auction for you to peruse. And again, all the proceeds go to Green Vision, so bid once, bid high. And then we shuffle out to the bridge, we sit down, we're served in our seats the three-course meal with wine, and we have a little bit of a program where we introduce Green Visions, and we do a live auction, and the MC this year is Jennifer Johnson.
Nice, so. Okay. So for the silent auction, do you have people or businesses in Rochester donating to these? You know, if someone wanted to get involved with this, how would they go about that?
Yes. So, again, please, if you have a donation, please contact me directly at lisa@greentopia.org, and we would be happy to accept it. One of the more fabulous donations we have coming is a custom-made blazer by one custom clothier, and it will be themed to our event.
Oh,
so
cool.
It's I'm really looking forward to that piece. So
that's
it'll
awesome.
Be in the fashion show for sure.
So besides Dinner on the Bridges here, do you guys have any other events that you'd like to talk about right now?
We are in the midst of planning Yoga on the Bridge.
Oh.
And so I can't give you too many details. We're still working it out.
Sure.
But I am bound and determined to have the longest yoga class ever.
There you go.
The bridge is 859 feet long.
And we're going to fill it up.
And we're going to fill it up, right. Maybe be in the Guinness World Book of Records.
There you go.
So.
Greentopia sounds like it's just all about being out in nature, getting to experience the natural beauty and the planted beauty that you guys help with in Rochester.
Right.
Now, what was like the inspiration behind that?
You know, I wasn't there at the moment it was born. So I give credit to Michael Phillipson and Louis Stess, who really had their offices in High Falls and saw the potential and started Greentopia with that mission in mind. So they have since retired and I've kind of taken over the reins, but it's come to fruition, you know, with the park. And also Greentopia, you know, worked with the city and the state to save the visitor center in High Falls. So that is going to be remodeled and revamped and opened again to service, you know, everyone who's going to be coming to the park.
Perfect.
Right? And some of the plans for the park are pretty darn exciting too. So one of the ideas is to showcase the fact that this area was the birthplace of Rochester's industry, but they used sustainable energy, right?
They did.
They used the waterfall initially for mechanical power to move that trip hammer that you still see on Brown's Race. And then it was used for generating electrical power sustainably and cleanly. It was only later that we built a coal-fired power plant that, you know, polluted the area.
We can get back to where we were, though.
Right. We're going to clean that up. And the coal-fired power plant is gone. So if you come, you know, if I've met people who have never been to High Falls. So if you come, you can not see that coal-fired power plant and see the potential for a park
at
the bottom
it's
of the
gorgeous.
Gorge. So, and the other brilliant idea that the park, New York State Parks, is promoting is having an urban environmental center in the park where classes could be held and students could come and be educated about sustainability and about the environment. So
I think that would be very beneficial.
I think so too. And last but not least, it's really beneficial to, number one, to create green space in downtown, right?
Definitely.
I think green reduces mean.
Absolutely.
Right? And then to put it close to people who don't have the opportunity to travel to Letchworth to see a tree, right?
Sure.
It's going to be right here, a state park. And I'm very gratified by that.
I agree.
Yeah.
I think it's something our downtown could absolutely use just to make it even more beautiful.
Yeah.
I think Greenovation, from talking to you, sounds like it's all about renovation, sustainability, appreciating beauty in nature. And that's such an important outlook to have in life.
Yes.
Lisa, is there anything else you'd like to add today?
Rachel, I think we covered it. I'm getting emotional about it, you know, and I want Rochester to be aware of the fact that we're having a state park right downtown in our midst. It'll happen probably, you know, after the cleanup. It'll probably take about 5 years before the doors are open on everything.
Sure.
But it'll be in stages, and I'm very excited for Rochester. I'm excited for all your listeners.
I'm excited, too.
Really, really come and enjoy it. And in the meantime, you know, come to Brown's Race. Greentopia created a really wonderful garden space on the former raceway. So we divided the raceway. We spent close to $1 million creating this garden with the help of LaChase Construction. And it's a linear fountain and flowers and gardens, and it's a great walk as you're walking across the Pontarenne Bridge to get your beer at the Genesee Brewery.
I will check it out.
Yes, yes, yes.
Well, thank you so much for joining me today. I love hearing about this. I'm really excited for this for our city, and I appreciate you guys for making this happen.
Thank you, Rachel.
Thank you. That is Lisa Barron, who is a founding board member and executive board chair of Greentopia. I'm Ray G, and this is Rochester Speaks. Thank you.